You're listening to Rebel Radio Podcast, and this is Jay Muse, Snooch to the Nooch. Trust me, I'm a Jedi.com. Go there and do it.
Hey, you're listening to the Rebel Radio Podcast. My name is Sean Patrick Flannery, and I hope you dig the podcast.
Welcome to episode 58 of the Rebel Radio Podcast. It's been a while.
It's been a month. A little bit of a break.
It's been a while since I held whatever that. You know, he's a fucking country singer now, Aaron Lewis.
Are you serious?
Dude, he has a country album coming out.
Is that why we haven't heard anything?
There's no Stain anymore or anything. Yeah, it's like, because he got sick of singing mopey rock and roll songs, so he's singing mopey country songs now.
Okay, mopey does better for country than it does for rock.
I guess so. I mean, if Darius Rucker, if Hootie became a country singer, why not the dude who screamed and stained, you know? As you heard, that's your host, Mark, and
Matt the Electric Monkey.
And no Frank T. Biscuit.
There is nothing on the other mic.
We were trying to get the show together today, and he didn't have any clothes.
Yep, he, you know, some midget stole his clothes, he said. I think he filed a police report, and he's trying to find that midget that stole his clothes. Might be on the Yellow Brick Road. I'm not sure.
What, Michael, in the background?
Lost his clothes and now he's naked.
The sight of a naked Frank T. Biscuit is a frightening one.
Yeah.
So he's not here after we didn't really take a month off for any reason. Just everybody's been busy.
Oh yeah, it's a busy month.
We're gonna go back in time here for a bit. And before we go back in time, don't forget, Rebel Radio Podcast is all found at TrustMeIMAJedi.com. Make sure you're following us on our Facebook and our Twitter accounts. Our Twitter's been blowing up lately. We're getting a lot of followers, and
yeah.
I need to tweet more on that. And also, my other project, Duel of the Nerds, has been kind of on a hiatus, but it will come back. And next month, well, I don't want to say next month. We're probably going to launch in November. You and I, Matt, are going to do our own Star Wars show.
That's right.
It's going to be a monthly show. It won't be every other week or every week like Rebel Radio normally is. It'll be a once-a-month Star Wars show kicking off in November. And that way we have a show in before Rogue One comes out. And so look for that soon. We haven't revealed the title for the show or anything yet. But we are bringing you a Star Wars podcast very soon. So, like I said, we're going to go back in time a little bit. Not too far, about 6 weeks. We're going to go back to the beginning of August. And I turned 40. I'm old. And we didn't talk about this on the last show for some reason. And I wanted it in a public forum. And it's the only reason I wish Frank was here. Otherwise, you know, whatever. He's at home naked.
Yeah.
You know, is to thank you guys. We do this show because we love comics and movies and toys and whatever, but we also do it because we're best friends.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I you guys helped put on a great 40th birthday for me, and y'all presented me with a bow and arrow set, along with a lot of other great gifts. My wife got me that really cool app-enabled Sphero BB-8 droid, which is by
cool.
far, I will put on record on the podcast, I've been a long-time Star Wars collector since the mid-90s, but that's the best fucking Star Wars toy I've ever gotten.
That's awesome.
There's no doubt about it.
I saw it at Toys R Us yesterday, and I was like, man, should I get it?
It's so freaking cool. So I want to thank you guys for that. It was awesome. It was a great party. All the friends that came out, some of the friends that do listen to the show, thank all y'all. And then we're going to fast forward in time a little bit to September. We just had your 30th birthday.
Yeah, yeah.
And
two milestones.
We watched the Texans play, and for once they didn't lose, and we get to watch a game with Electric Monkey.
I think the curse may be broken. We'll see. You know, if we do this next year, we'll have to check it out.
So some birthdays here lately and things, and so it was all good. And you know, and now we're back to recording the show. Changes in our lives have also affected the show. We won't get into personal stuff. Things going with Matt, things going with me. So it's caused some delays in the show. We apologize for that, but we're back.
Frank can't keep his clothes on.
Yeah. We're doing a show this week. Probably we'll do a show 2 weeks from now, I think is the plan. And we'll go from there. So anyway, let's bring you this new episode of Rebel Radio Podcast. We're going to be giving you our fall preview today. What's coming out in television and movies this fall. Some things have already started, but the big stuff hasn't hit yet. So we're going to talk about that and everything that's been going on news-wise lately. It's that time of the year after Comic-Con. Things are a little slow, so you kind of have to wait for news to build up.
Yeah.
But there has been some things. And one thing that surprised people this week was we got 5 little mini teasers for the Ghost in the Shell movie. And it's funny because it seems like this movie has been in development for a few years now. But all of a sudden, here it is coming out in March. I didn't realize the release was that soon.
I didn't realize it
either. I would fully expect a full trailer probably in the next week or two since they put out these teasers. And you can't say a lot about the teasers, but except the look of the film is right.
Yeah.
It looks like an anime brought to life in a way. I don't even know so much that it's an anime brought to life, because Ghost in the Shell is actually based on the manga of the same name. So I like Scarlett Johansson in the role, but I like Scarlett Johansson in any role.
Yeah, you know, do anything.
And so did you have any real thoughts other than that, like, hey, it looks cooler than I thought it was going to look?
It does. The costumes, the clothing is right on point. It had that feeling of Ghost in the Shell. You know, she's going down the hallway, doesn't know if her target's going to pop out. And I think it's going to be good, because no one wants to be Dragon Ball Z Evolution as far as an anime film.
That is true.
Yeah. So I completely trust, you know, they put Scarlett Johansson in here for a reason. Obviously, they were going for the fences, and hopefully it crosses over like we hope it will.
Yeah, you know, and maybe it opens ground for future animation adaptions to take to live action. You know, I've always was rooting for Warner Brothers' Akira adaption to happen.
Yeah.
And especially when they were going to split it into two films, I thought, yeah, it's the right way to do it. You don't want to rush Akira. And maybe Ghost in the Shell will do well enough to do future adaptions. So I don't know. We have to see. And because there's a lot of cool, I mean, animes out there. Like, how cool would a Ninja Scroll adaption ever be?
Oh, my God. That's something that could be done, because it's one movie. There's no backstory.
Yeah.
There's no story going forward. It's just an awesome anime movie.
Ninjas fighting. Freaky sex in it, too.
Yeah, it has some freaky sex.
I don't know if they would do that in the movie. They might have to leave some of that out. So if you haven't seen those Ghost in the Shell teasers, they're on TrustMeOnJedi.com. And check them out. Looking forward to it. I kind of need to rewatch the animated film now. I actually have it on Blu-ray, and I need to sit down and rewatch it and get prepared for March of next year when that comes out.
Mm-hmm.
Another teaser we got this year, which I was hoping we get a trailer too. We got a poster for John Wick Chapter 2. And it seems kind of silly to talk about posters because, oh, it's just a movie poster. But John Wick is a movie that came out a year and a half ago or so out of nowhere. People kind of dismissed it as another Keanu Reeves movie, like, oh, well, he's trying to catch his fame post-Matrix and stuff. And even I ignored the film. I ignored it on the website. I didn't think it would relate to our genre. Then I finally sat down and watched it on video at home, and it was freaking awesome. It's very Asian cinema influenced as far as the action. Just a really cool film. I can't recommend it enough. It might be one of my favorite movies the last couple of years, and they're doing a chapter two. And if you've seen the movie, you kind of get the symbolism of the poster, I think, you know, of just, yep, he's back, you know, for part two.
And he's in a new suit.
And did you ever finally see it?
I saw like the first 30 minutes because my cousins came here from Chicago, and they're like, how have you not seen John Wick? And I was one of those guys. I just passed it off. I'm like, this is another.
We know Biscuit ain't sat down and watched it yet.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, this is like, he's coming off a Man of Tai Chi, and he's just trying to do something. And
I still can't believe he's not here recording because he had no clothes.
I mean,
not that I wanted to come record naked, but he blamed on his wife, okay? Well, she didn't do the laundry, so I had no clothes. How the fuck do you go all week with not have?
I don't know,
it's
man.
Like, what the hell?
Have you ever seen Big... I mean, you saw Big Hero 6. Maybe he's doing what Fred did. You know, I wear them front. I wear them back. I wear them inside out. Then I go front and back.
The worst part is, he said she went to the laundromat yesterday.
Yeah.
So, he didn't think, oh, I need to go somewhere today, get clothes out of the car?
I guess so. Maybe he takes it a minute at a time.
And so he just sits around naked and fresh the rest of the time? Well, we hope he's fresh.
Hopefully he's fresh. You know, like God, Mentos
we're
fresh.
We're going to scare the listeners we have with naked visions of Frank T. Biscuit.
Frank T. Biscuit.
And I apologize for that. Don't think about Frank T. Biscuit naked.
But
we have to fucking dog him for not being here.
One thing I did see of John Wick, though, is his training video that he did to prepare for the second one. I mean, his range shooting, he looked like he was paramilitary.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a great shot.
You need to sit down and watch the complete film.
Yeah, I'm probably going to
freaking cool as hell.
Put it on.
I liked it a lot. I've watched it a few times since. I really enjoy it. And it's probably, it could easily be one of my top five anticipated films for 2017.
Yeah.
I think. I mean, I don't know. It might get kicked out of the top five because there's so much coming out next year.
There is a lot.
You know, and that's a whole other preview show down the road for our 2017 preview, but John Wick Chapter 2 is probably right up there in my top films for next year.
Could it be the 2017 Mad Max, the Mad Max of 2017? I think it could.
It could be, you know.
Without all the lightning storms and stuff.
Yeah, and all the sand and sandnados and stuff.
Sandnado.
And hopefully it's as good as the first one. Because the first one's excellent, and I hope they're not just doing a John Wick Chapter 2 just to make money. Hopefully that they actually make it a quality film again.
Definitely.
Something else that's happened since the last time we got together to do a show. Ben Affleck released a little teaser video of Deathstroke, apparently, on the set of the Justice League. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of came out of nowhere, and people were a little surprised, and it was kind of blurred on purpose and everything, but it looked really cool.
Yeah, it looked like a cell phone video that he was taking of the prompter that was relaying back the film, whatever film that they were doing. And I like the suit. The suit looks great. I think it's a great choice going with Deathstroke because we saw him in Arrow, and of course, I don't know if it's going to be an Australian guy, doing it. He's not Australian. I forget the actor that's doing it.
Well, that was Manu Bennett was like Australian from or something like that.
Yeah. But I like it. I like the choice to go with Deathstroke. Deathstroke's done a lot of cool things in the comics. Part of it was one cool thing that he did was impersonate Batman, and he killed I think he killed Arsenal.
I think so
because Arsenal thought he was Batman.
And I think it would be cool if they spin it off into the Batman solo film, which we still don't know when it's coming out. We just know it's coming to see a different Batman film that's not the Joker or the Penguin or any of these typical villains. I would love to see a Batman film where he's that detective martial arts style Batman, which we got a tease of in Batman vs. Superman in the warehouse scene where he's going against Deathstroke and a bunch of assassins and something like that. And we got a taste of it in Nolan's Batman 2 and Batman Begins when he faced Ra's al Ghul's people. But I'd really like to see a whole film like that where it's not just Batman and a typical crazy villain.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm not looking forward to Batman taking on Jared Leto's Joker anyway. As I've already said, I think Jared Leto, I hated him as the Joker in Suicide Squad. And honestly, he looks like the type of Joker that Ben Affleck's Batman could just squash with one punch.
He does. He looks like
there's nothing menacing about him to me.
He's like a Diet Coke Al Capone with makeup on. Do you think that they might try and make Robin out to be the Joker?
I think it's too crazy of an idea.
I think so, too. I think it's worse of an idea than having Jack Nicholson was supposed to be the killer of Batman's parents. I think it's a worse idea than that.
Yeah. I mean, it's an interesting theory, but I think it's more just generally for a Elseworlds-type story, like a what-if,
Sometimes they just throw those kind of things people out there to get people talking.
It's just like in Star Wars, the latest theory that Snoke is Mace Windu. It's like, come on, And then, I guess there's a new Star Wars novel out, the Aftermath trilogy. Mm-hmm. Like, the second one in the trilogy is out. I guess there's a guy in there that they're saying very much could be Snoke, but it's a guy that's in a book. I just don't know if they'll go that route where they take someone from a book. But, like you said, fan theories are interesting. Just like going back to Mad Max, the theory that Mad Max Fury Road is not the Max we know from the originals, that it's the feral boy, and grown up. And of course, George Miller came out and said, no, that's not true. But it's interesting that fans make these theories just like I had never heard, talking to my wife, she had heard about it in Greece, the theory that they're dead, or Sandy is dead the entire time.
Really?
Like this bizarre theory in Greece that at the beginning of the film where John Travolta's character tells her that, I saved her from dying, and the whole movie is a musical because it's her dreams and death, and then they walk off into the water at the end of the beach, so he's going to heaven with her. I guess Mary said that theory's been around for years. I never heard it before.
Weird.
That Greece is... So even in the musical film, they have weird theories.
I took an American literature class, and it was one of the coolest classes because it had this sophisticated title. I forget what it was, but it was basically we studied.
Good thing you didn't use that word with Frank here. Sophisticated.
Yeah,
he would have been like, "What?"
He'd be like, "Huh? Is that a taco from Torchy's or something?" But we studied graphic novels the entire time. The Dark Knight.
I remember
Killing
when you took
Joke.
That class.
That was one of the first. We studied action comics. I mean, it was awesome. But that was the beginning.
Yeah.
The last half. We're analyzing stuff and, there's a slide that comes up and, this kid is holding a bear or there's a bear in the corner, and they're like, oh, the bear symbolizes the kid's innocence because it's a teddy bear. And there's someone that's like, what? What are you talking about? That's nuts. It's a bear. It's just an effing bear. And so my teacher's like, yeah. He's like, you know, sometimes it's just an effing bear, you know. And so some, you know, you hear these claims and you're like, oh, you take them with a grain of salt because they could just be what they are.
Just like if. Like you know, you don't show up for a show, you get dogged. That's the rule.
That's true.
I'm the only one who's always here for every show.
Yes.
But you and Matt, you and Frank occasionally miss a show. You have missed one a very long time.
No, I've been on a good streak.
But he get dogged. Like, so if Frank was here, he would probably go, like, he would think that the bear is a symbol. He would probably really try hard to think, man, that teacher really knows what she's talking about.
Yeah.
And like, that man, that bear is like fucking innocent.
Yeah, you know? Man. And that bear's like Smokey the bear. But in his childhood.
I'm reaching here to mess with Frank, but we got to mess with Frank. I mean, no clothes. Really?
It was just, he's like, I can't because I have no clothes. I'm like, what? What happened, dude?
And, so we go from one DC film to what we're talking about. Oh, Deathstroke and Justice League to,
Star Wars to back to Frank. We're back to Frank.
Yeah, we're a little bit all over the place today. And, I just had it in my mind what I was thinking. Oh, that's right. I remember now. We got our first look at J.K. Simmons as Commissioner Gordon. Zack Snyder released a photo of him standing by this bat symbol, black and white, very noir style. Really cool. You know, everybody really loved Gary Oldman as the commissioner in the Dark Knight trilogy. And this tough shoes to follow, but I think they did good casting with J.K. Simmons. He seems like that kind of grizzled character actor that can pull it off and be a good Gordon and bring in his own. He's admitted he's in Justice League very little. It's a very brief scene, you know, they filmed in it. Mm-hmm. But he'll be in there in the Batman film a lot more. And I'm kind of looking forward to seeing a different version. You know, I think we're now, I mean, people forget the Dark Knight Returns 2012. So by the time we get the Batman film and Justice League, we're going to be 5-6 years away removed from Gary Oldman's version. So it's okay to move on.
Yeah. Yeah. There's been enough time to, you know, let us soak in another Commissioner Gordon. And I'd like to see one that's a little bit more grizzle, a little bit more gray, kind of like, you know, the 92 series. I would like that.
Yeah. And speaking of Batman, you know, it was a recent anniversary passed, and I put this up on our Facebook, but, you know, it's almost 25 years since Batman the Animated Series aired.
Wow.
And it was 24 years. Next year will be the 25th anniversary.
Dang.
Of Batman the Animated Series, which gave a lot of us our well-known looks at characters like Commissioner Gordon. Like, I think because when I was a kid, you know, you used to read Batman comics, and Gordon was there, but you never really realize his importance. I think Batman the Animated Series is one of the first things that made me realize his importance as a character in that universe.
He was the tie between the GPD and Batman, and, you know, he played a key role. You know?
And next year, we're going to definitely have to do some sort of massive 25th anniversary show / coverage on TrustMeMyJedi.com because it's such an important animated series. Still one of the best of all time. And, We do get more Batman next year besides Justice League. We do get the Lego Batman movie.
Oh, that's right. We do get Lego Batman.
That's coming out pretty soon. I think it's in February.
The trailer already came out,
right? There's been a couple of trailers. So that's not too far away. I'm sure we'll be seeing that. So, we talked a lot about 2017 movies here. We threw a few things in. Am I missing any news? Anything you've read lately that...
Not really. I mean, I just heard a rumor that Harley Quinn is... Margot Robbie's supposed to be rallying... Birds of Prey ammo together so that she can have a solo female all superhero DC Comics.
Well, what's funny is DC Films has never. I've still haven't heard a true confirmation they're doing a Harley Quinn film.
Never heard it either.
You know, they've pretty much confirmed the Batman film, but I haven't seen anything that says they've confirmed the Harley Quinn film.
Yeah,
and
the Aquaman is supposed to be the Crow. You see that?
That's been rumors, but you know, okay. You know how I feel about this Crow remake. I think it's just a bad idea.
I think it's a bad idea.
When I interviewed James O'Barr a couple years ago, which I recently played in one of the shows after I found the lost interview, you know, I started getting behind it a little bit more based on talking to O'Barr and his passion for it and the fact that he was going to be involved with the film. and he was going to try really hard to make it like the comic, right?
Yeah.
And do justice to Brandon's memory. But that was, what, 3-4 years ago I did the interview?
Yeah.
And time has passed now, and now I'm starting to get to that point of year where I'm just leaving it alone. Every actor they had has fallen apart. They've went through several directors. Obar's still on board, but I just think it's to that point with the crow that just let it be. You know, leave it going. Obar, unfortunately, has taken some flack over the years for being a bit of a cash cow over the crow. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, he says the right things in interviews about, like, oh, it's, I want to honor Brandon, I want to do this and that. And I think part of him is truly passionate about it, but part of him, I think, is like, oh, I can make more money off the crow. You know, and I think he needs to stop doing that and, you know, just move forward.
Yeah, I think he's fishing for that righteous reason and something that will, you know, make him, you know, justified in trying to remake this, and where it will sit well with the fans like us, where, you know, we think it's horrible what happened to Brandon Lee. And, you know, think that, you know, hey, this is, you know, you can't touch the last thing that he did.
Right.
You know, you can't touch his, you know, his legacy.
Yeah.
Really. I mean, you know, this could have gone for a trilogy.
Yeah.
Easily.
You know, I think not to knock Jason Momoa. I think he could play the role well, possibly. But I just think it's time to move on from the crow. Obar, keep doing conventions. Keep selling the crow, because I think it's an important piece of comic work.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad I got to meet him and got a print signed by him. But I just think it's time to move on from the movie version of him. Let's just let the crow be what it is. It's a moment in time that was successful, and not try to do any more with it. Of course, Jason Momoa, you know, how much does he bring? You know, a lot of people don't know this about him. You know, he's had issues at conventions and stuff. You know, he drinks a lot. His debauchery. He tends to, like, I've heard stories of him being at cons where he's got, like, women in his booth and stuff, and he's, like, making out with them while kissing them, and they've had conventions had to say, hey, you gotta stop doing that. So, you know, how much tribute to Brandon's memory are you really doing if you're bringing a guy like Jason Momoa in to film something? You know, he's not exactly a nice guy from what I've heard.
I would rather have Chris Evans in there.
Yeah.
Put Chris Evans in.
You like Evans in anything.
Heck yeah.
You would like Evans in a banana cream.
I do like Evans in a banana. That was his original remember that flame
bikini,
on meme,
you know,
that I
with
made?
Frank with no clothes, you know. Oh, man. Frank Nagy. Now, how do we get Chris? You haven't brought up Chris Evans in a show.
I have not. I've been good. Someone mentioned me bringing up Chris Evans too much, and that I
did pick up Civil War on Blu-ray, speaking of Chris Evans, and it holds up pretty well. I still think Winter Soldier is better. I haven't changed my mind on that.
Yeah, it's definitely a couple notches better than Civil War.
Yeah, you know, the second time you watch Civil War, you're just waiting for the battles.
I'm waiting for that airport
scene. It's just like the first hour of it's a little slow. Where Winter Soldier didn't feel that way. You had the whole thing with Fury and all that. They had a lot, in the introduction of Winter Soldier, mm-hmm. had a lot more action.
And there was the espionage factor.
Yeah. You had some brief action where they introduced Black Panther at the bombing mm-hmm. and all that, but really, it's not. The first hour of Civil War is a little slower. So, but anyway, maybe it'll be our comic book movie of the year. Here in a couple months, we do our Jedi Awards. Maybe it won't. I don't know. We'll see.
It's got a chance.
Yeah. So, it is 2016. We are in September. We are full-blown fall season mode. Well, in Texas, it's still hot as shit. But, you know, we've got a lot of movies coming out, a lot of TV shows coming back on the air. I can't think of any big premieres this year. It's mostly just stuff returning.
Yeah.
So let's do television. Are you caught up on The Flash yet? Well, season 2 hasn't hit Netflix yet.
I am caught up on The Flash.
Oh, okay. Because I know season 2 hits Netflix like next week or something.
I mean, because I was watching it on Hulu. And so that's why I was able to catch all of season 2. Because as soon as it would air, the next day it would be on Hulu, so I would just watch it.
Right.
I am not caught up on The Arrow. I've seen 1, 2, and 3. I've not seen season 4.
Yeah, missed nothing in season 4.
So
it sucked.
That's what I was told. So I'm assuming I can pretty much just skip season 4, pretend it didn't happen, and then just continue, you know, watch season 5. I mean, we've got... I still have not finished... I have not finished Jessica Jones.
I haven't finished that either. Yeah, we have Luke Cage is hitting next Friday night on Netflix. Yeah, I haven't finished it yet either. I think I have about two episodes also.
But I'm past where he's already walked away because found out.
Other than The Walking Dead, I think The Flash is my show I'm looking forward to the most.
Definitely.
Seeing what happened after Barry changed the timeline.
Mm-hmm.
See where they go with this. And I expect more of the same. A lot of fun on the show. Ooh, excuse me. I'm going to like burp on the podcast. I think a lot of surprises. Another speedster looks like they're introducing from previews we've seen on the, on the trailer and on commercials on TV.
Yeah. Of course, they released it already. Looks like Wally.
Well, yeah, it looks like Wally, we're going to get a version of Kid Flash, which is rumored to be an alternate universe type thing. So, who knows? I'd like to see them do some new stuff this season and not always Barry versus another speedster. Mm-hmm. You know, I'd like to maybe see some new villains brought in. The first season was all Reverse Flash, and this season was all Zoom. Now this season, I hope it's not just him against another speedster again all year. I know there's supposed to be a big Gorilla Grodd two-parter coming up that takes place in Ape City, so that'd be really cool. So, you know, we'll see where they go with The Flash. It's obviously the highlight show of the CW shows. You know, Supergirl's coming over to their network this year to be added into the universe along with Legends of Tomorrow. But The Flash is the one I think people are talking about the most, or liking the most, and enjoying the most.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I mean, just because it seems like, I mean, of course, I didn't see season four, but I've heard that season four was just...
It pooped the bed. It pooped. And as far as other shows are in the genre we watch, I mean, you know, the only other thing coming back this fall is The Walking Dead.
Yeah. We got another trailer for that.
Yeah, and we got a Morgan trailer, and then a better look at King Ezekiel, who's going to be introduced from the comic books. And it's obvious, it's not spoilers. People, oh my God, just listen to the podcast and tell me spoilers. There's enough commercials out there with Ezekiel now that you know he's coming into the show.
Yeah.
I mean, the comics. And yet, the biggest mystery of all is, who did Negan kill? Who was victimized by Lucille? Obviously, the theories are out there. That's one thing we'll stay away from spoilers on this show, because I think people want to look it up. They will. Everyone has their theory. We talked about our theories in the past, who we think it is, when the season finale ended. They're going to go the route of the comic books, people. Trust me.
Yeah, they are.
Okay? But I think the most part I'm looking forward to this year is just watching Jeffrey Dean Morgan play Negan. You know, he's such a cool actor.
Heck yeah.
And it's going to be a lot of fun to have a villain that's just badass.
Did he have a big cigar in his mouth, or am I just thinking
that was the comedian? That was comedian.
Every time he steps out, I just picture him in that mask with a big old Cuban.
He's one of those actors that you wonder why he doesn't get more juicy roles, because he's good.
Yeah,
you know, I don't know what. Maybe it's just, I know he's done some TV work and stuff, and I don't know. It's funny. My brother watches the show. He watches The Walking Dead on Netflix. He doesn't watch it live. And season six just hit Netflix, and he already finished it. He texted me the other day. He's like, I have to wait a year to find out who Negan killed. I was like, well, not really. You can watch it on October 23rd like everyone else.
Yep.
You know, you choose to wait a year.
In fact, it's like you can go on Vudu, pay $20, you get a season pass.
Yeah.
You don't get to see it the night of, but the day after it airs, you get to watch the episode.
Now that we've had a few months pass by since that finale that everyone complained about and said, oh, I have to wait 6 months or whatever, I like it. I think it's built the anticipation up to a fury pitch that people like. Now you start thinking about what AMC and Skybound Entertainment did, smart marketing. Like, you know what? We're not going to tell people who killed. We're going to make you wait all summer. Because it's done nothing but build the anticipation, because people have been talking about it. There's not a week goes by I'm not scanning Yahoo News, and they're not saying something about The Walking Dead.
What if?
And the theories.
What if episode one doesn't even tell you who they killed?
I thought about that.
And they just do King Ezekiel.
I thought about that and really screw with people.
Yeah, dude.
Because isn't there some... They've done something like that before one year. Well, they did it with Glenn. They made us wait weeks last year.
Yep.
That's the only reason I think they don't do it, is because they know they made people wait to see what happened to Glenn, and people got really pissed off. And producer Greg Nicotero did say, you'll find out right away.
Yeah.
So, but I did think about that. What if they just don't tell people, you know?
That'd be hilarious, because you'd have all these people just, right, who's dead? Who did they kill?
Right, and wait a whole other week until October 30th on the show instead, and find out what happened. So The Walking Dead, We'll find out October 23rd who's going
to
kill.
Just going to have to wait.
Who's going to kill? Who killed Negan? Or wait, no, who Negan killed?
Yes, who Negan.
So, other than that, the fall TV season, as I'm watching commercials, you know, watching NFL on Sunday or whatever, like, Lethal Weapon, really?
Dude.
It just looked terrible.
No.
MacGyver looks terrible. No. It's like everything, you know, it's like everything old is new again, I guess.
They need to learn. I mean, Knight Rider tried to do it. They tried to come back with Knight Rider. It didn't work.
Yeah.
Dude, you can't have like two seasons. No, you can't.
58 episodes. We got a Hoff reference in. Boom. High five. Yeah.
The Hoff. Yes.
Yeah, I just totally lost back. That's like, why did you speak that? We got a Hoff reference in. Yes. Holy shit. Don't hassle the Hoff.
Heck yeah.
Dude, Compulsion should get David Hasselhoff.
They should.
Yeah.
Dude, it would do awesome if you got, like, the kit replica.
Well, you know, Knight Rider, it's making a comeback. You know, they're putting Knight Rider in Lego Dimensions.
Really?
Yeah, they're bringing Knight Rider into the video game.
That's awesome.
So, you know, he's making a little comeback.
You have to, man.
Yeah, he can stand there with his hair out for the ladies with his chest hairs.
Yeah, his leather jacket.
If Frank would go up and rub his chest hairs, be like, hey, what's up?
Be like, Hoff.
Hoff, you know.
Do a photo op with me touching your chest hair.
Frank's going to listen to this episode. No fucking way, guys.
He's like, I really like that hamburger commercial you were in all those years back. He got drunk and he's eating hamburger off the floor.
His kids recorded.
Yeah.
It's actually kind of sad.
It is sad.
So, TV-wise, I mean, that's it, man. It's like the CW shows. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. already started. I'm way behind on that. I couldn't keep up with it. The CW show is coming in a couple weeks. The Walking Dead in about a month. That's it, genre-wise, on TV right now. Preacher won't be back till next summer.
Yeah.
I didn't really keep up with that either. I got behind on it. Netflix, Luke Cage. Next week. I'm definitely going to watch that for sure.
Heck yeah.
You know, it looks like I watched it. I hadn't watched the trailer, the full one. I sat down and finally watched it, and it looks a lot like another Marvel success.
You're getting shot at.
But isn't it kind of
guys up?
Isn't it kind of weird, though, now we're a couple years into Marvel shows, and we still haven't really gotten that connection with the Marvel movies other than name dropping.
Yep, that's
it. It's like, you know, why wasn't Daredevil or Luke Cage in Civil War, or why can't one of them appear in Spider-Man Homecoming? Especially Luke Cage, because
Daredevil and Luke Cage.
Well, especially Luke Cage, because he's friends with Spider-Man. So it's like, why is he not in Spider-Man Homecoming? You know, it's like, it's just, I don't understand why they haven't connected the universes more than they have.
Speaking about Homecoming, isn't Felicia Hardy going to be in Homecoming?
No, that was back, she was supposed to be Black Cat back years ago when Sam Raimi was doing films.
That's right.
I haven't heard anything about her being in this. No, that Disney Channel actress is in it. I can't even say her name. And there's rumors that she's playing Mary Jane. She's really pretty.
Oh, yeah, they did bring back Mary Jane.
Yeah, so, you know. So, as far as TV, that's all I can think of. So, we move on. We move on from Frank and No Clothes.
Yeah.
And we go to movies. Movies this fall, kind of weak in some ways. I mean, you got a few big ones. But nothing that's really sticking out that makes me say, oh, I got to go see that right away. Other than a couple of films. But we're going to start in October because September's over. The only two big ones I know in October that are coming out are Max Steel for the kids.
Yeah.
You know, it's a very popular cartoon. They're doing a Max Steel cartoon. Tom Cruise is back. Help me, Tom Cruise. Is
the
back.
Money, right?
And Jack Reacher.
Oh, Jack Reacher
2,
right.
Never Go Back. Which, Jack Reacher was fun. You know, it's a good little action film, so that could be good. And that's about it. And Godzilla fans are looking forward to... Is it Shin Godzilla? I guess that's how you say it. I don't know. I know I've been reading about it. I guess it's the new Godzilla film that was made over there in Japan, and I guess it's being released in America.
I bet Alamo Drafthouse will have that.
You know, and I know that's coming out. But that's about it for October. We have to go all the way till November 4th before we get the first big fall movie, and that's Doctor Strange.
Oh, yeah.
Marvel's Doctor Strange coming out November 4th. I'm really kind of looking forward to it, the more I've seen it. Man, Benedict Cumberbatch's Doctor Strange looks really exciting. And I'm curious how it's going to play into the Marvel Universe, because all of a sudden we're going to get mystical stuff introduced.
He was Sherlock Holmes.
Well, he was also Khan, so what's your point?
That's true. And he was Khan.
Yeah.
Khan!
So that's all you were adding to it?
Khan!
Doctor Strange.
Yes.
But I think it'll be cool. I think I'm ready for something different in the Marvel Universe. We got something different with Guardians of the Galaxy. We got a sci-fi film, and now we're getting a mystical film.
Yes. The magic.
And there's been rumors of maybe Peter Parker appearing in it. You know, there have been rumors like that.
They've teamed up before.
So we'll see. I don't know if Spider-Man will appear in it, but there were rumors that Tom Holland was seen on set filming Doctor Strange. But there's also people who say, well, no, they were filming Spider-Man. They just happened to be in the same area. But I wouldn't be surprised at all if Tom Holland makes a brief appearance in the film.
Like he's in one of these alternate universes and he sees that, you know, Tom Holland swinging by and he's, you know, knocking over a car with a bunch of bandits in it. And he has a hand in stopping him or something. And then that's it.
Yeah.
Or maybe he appears at the end because, you know, of course, we know if you watch a Marvel movie, you wait till after the credits.
Wait till the end. And then see, DC tried that with Suicide Squad. They had a little scene at the end.
Yeah.
And it kind of bugged me because I'm like, don't be like Marvel. Keep doing your own thing, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, oh. But anyway, Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. Returning to the World of Harry Potter. This is a prequel, I guess?
Yes.
It takes place year, like in the 80s or something, like before Harry Potter. And or 70, maybe even earlier than that. Hell, I don't know. I'm not a Harry Potter super nerd.
And now there's supposed to be a Harry Potter app, kind of like Pokemon Go, but you can catch Fantastic Beasts.
Really?
Yes. I don't know if it was fake, but I saw a video of the interface.
I'm so tired of hearing about Pokemon. But anyway, just had to get Pokemon on the show.
Yeah, I did.
So, I mean, it looks good, though. I mean, the Harry Potter saga is obviously immensely popular across the world.
Yep.
And so why would they not want to cash in and make more films? So Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them apparently is a textbook in the Harry Potter universe.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow it's been turned into a movie. Who knows how they worked that out? But the trailer is actually really, really good for this film.
Yeah, it looks great.
I think, what did I see recently? The last thing I saw in theaters, Suicide Squad, yeah, and they showed the trailer for it, and I was like, wow, this looks really good. So that's the next big one in November. And then towards the end of November, Disney returns with Moana? I'm not sure how you say that, but it's a Pixar film.
Moana.
I'm sure it'll be huge. It's Disney, and it's Pixar. I don't even know idea what it's about, but I know it's coming out because my list here tells me it's coming out. Bad Santa 2, really?
Yeah, they're going to go with Bad Santa 2.
I don't really get that film.
The first Bad Santa.
People
that
know
great.
Me know, you know me, Matt. I don't get dark humor. Like, I watch that and I don't see why it's supposed to be funny. Him being a drunk asshole to people, I just.
And banging chicks.
Yeah, people think that's hilarious. Yeah. I don't get that.
It was awkward for me watching him and Halle Berry getting it on in Monsters Ball.
I mean, I'm a 40-year-old child. I like dick and fart humor.
Yeah.
I don't get, like, black comedy dark humor. It's not funny to me. Maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm a fuddy-duddy. And then other than that, I mean, the only two big films, I mean, the fall is really kind of weak this fall. And Rogue One, of course, December 16th, and Assassin's Creed at the end of the year.
I mean, that's going to be good.
Yeah, that's it. And, you know,
I hear Magneto's in it.
Yeah, Magneto's in it. I've recently become into the Assassin's Creed universe. My wife got me one of the Assassin's Creed games back for Father's Day, and I've been playing some of it, and it's actually a really cool universe. And the movie looks great. It looks really fun. Again, video game movies, we've talked about on the show before, aren't always the most well-done, popular things out there. Warcraft, of course, bombed this summer. But I'm still going to watch it. It comes out on DVD in a couple weeks. I'm going to rent that sumbitch and watch Warcraft.
Yeah, I need to.
And,
I need to rent that.
You know, so maybe Assassin's Creed will turn that around. It looks promising. The studio must feel good about it because it was originally like an October release. They pushed it back to December, give it a big holiday Christmas release.
Oh, yeah.
So they must feel confident in test screens for Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, because it's going to be in. I mean, people are still going to be coming in seeing Star Wars for the fifth time.
And,
you know.
And, you know, Assassin's Creed, Michael Fassbender doesn't seem like one of those actors that does a lot of bad films. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, he'll do a good film. And then the big one this fall, of course, is Rogue One, A Star Wars Story. That's going to end the year. Last year in our Jedi Awards, we gave Episode 7, The Force Awakens, our movie of the year. Will it be 2-for-2 for Star Wars? We don't know.
We'll see. It's a different kind of Star Wars film.
I'm looking forward to it. You know, we'll see. And the will we get one more trailer? I think maybe so. We'll get one more before the movie comes out. And Disney also recently announced that in a meeting that they're working on possibly they just heard a pitch for the third anthology film. We know we're getting this one, Rogue One. Then we're getting Han Solo. They just heard a pitch for a third one. And they've even heard rumors for an Episode 10, 11, 12. So they're I mean, Bob Iger, who's one of the Disney guys, said that they have Star Wars films planned for like at least 10 more films, possibly. So you're looking at episode 8, 9, the two spinoffs, and another trilogy. That's 7 films right there. I don't know what the other 3 are. So who knows how many Star Wars films we're going to be getting years. But you have to think about the way they set up The Force Awakens. They introduced Rey and Finn, very young characters.
Yep.
So who knows where we can go now? The Star Wars is generational. It's, you know, we could go years from now. The Skywalker saga could continue because I don't care what people say. Rey is some sort of Skywalker, people. We all know it, okay? Yeah. Y'all can stop hiding it. Like, it's, I mean, it's pretty obvious. Star Wars from the very beginning has been about Skywalker.
Yep.
I'm 98% sure that Rey is some sort of Skywalker.
And I've watched it 2 more times. And I know there was a theory that she could be Obi-Wan's, but you had what's her name? The freaky alien chick
Maz?
Runs the bar. Maz, yeah. She says it belonged to your father's and his father before him. So they're making this Skywalker. They didn't mention Obi-Wan.
Right.
They mentioned Skywalker.
I don't know how she's a Skywalker, but some way, somehow, she's a Skywalker.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's obvious, people. I don't know why the theories are out there like, oh, she's Kenobi or who's... It's just what Star Wars is. We all know it. And it's exciting. It's okay. I'm looking forward to it.
I just hope she's better than Luke, because Luke didn't even learn how to block force lightning.
Yeah.
Obi-Wan,
block
force lightning.
He can't block a laser blast. He got his hand shot, remember?
Exactly.
Had to get a mechanical hand.
You know? Yoda?
Or, you know.
Yoda's supposed to teach him? Yoda blocked lasers.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to more Star Wars. The more I watch The Force Awakens here almost a year later, I like it more and more every time I watch it. I really like the film a lot. Mm-hmm. Granted, there's some things borrowed from the original Star Wars, but overall, I really enjoy the shit out of The Force Awakens.
Yes.
I can watch it and not get tired of it. And it's fun.
And anyone who says different, your opinion is worth one quarter portion.
I was teasing my son, Michael, who y'all heard on the show earlier, always likes him. He keeps changing what he wants to be for Halloween every other week. And he wants to be Kylo Ren now. And I told him, so you want to be Ben Solo? He goes, no, I want to be Kylo Ren. I go, so yeah, so you want to be Ben Solo? He goes, no, Dad, I want to be Kylo Ren. I go, that's what I said, Ben Solo. I had to mess with him. Of course, next week he'll probably want to be Spider-Man. Then he'll want to be Star-Lord or something. He changes every week.
Mm-hmm.
He'll make a decision that day we go buy the costume. You know? And so Rogue One, and speaking of, the day we're recording today, it's Saturday. Star Wars Rebels premieres tonight, season 3 finally.
Yes.
So in case you forgot, when you get home, make sure you set your DVR or whatever it is.
Yeah, I'm going to have to watch that.
You know, and it's a 1-hour premiere. I didn't realize that until I was checking my DVR earlier. And so it premieres tonight. Grand Admiral Thrawn is being introduced into the...
From the books.
From the legend books now, yes. Back into canon. And I hope this opens up the doors for more guys coming back from canon. I want Dash Rendar back, please,
dude,
people.
Please, Dash Rendar.
You know, and... you know, remember in the special editions, that one ship that's taking off from Mos Eisley is rumored to be the Outrider?
Yeah.
So technically, isn't he still in continuity if that's the Outrider?
If that's true.
You know, I would love to see a Dash Rendar. Maybe not live action, but bring him into Rebels. It's the perfect time since Rebels takes place before episode 4.
Yep.
Yeah, you could bring Dash Rendar in.
You could bring IG-88.
Yeah.
Him and Rendar shoot out.
Yeah, I hope that this opens up the door for more Star Wars characters coming to canon. And see where we go from there.
And I'm going to Vegas, and I'm putting my bet that Ezra is Snoke.
Nah.
It's either him or Darth Plagueis the Wise.
Something. Who
Something.
Knows?
That's
but
my bet.
I really enjoy Rebels. I picked up season 2 on Blu-ray. I don't buy a lot of TV shows on Blu-ray because they go to Netflix or they're easy to watch. Actually, only ones I bought on Blu-ray so far are Game of Thrones because I don't have HBO. Mm-hmm. But I've been buying Rebels on Blu-ray because I like the show so much as a Star Wars fan that I think it's something I will rewatch and my kids will rewatch for years to come. So I don't mind buying Rebels on Blu-ray. Because I imagine with the Disney deal that they made with Netflix, eventually Rebels will probably hit Netflix eventually.
Definitely.
But for now, hey, I can watch it whenever I want on Blu-ray. So it's kind of a weak fall preview. And not really our fault.
No.
I think we brought the people a good preview. It's just a weak fall.
I mean, we had a strong spring.
You know,
spring
and summer.
Early summer.
And 2017 is huge. We'll do our Jedi Awards show towards the end of December. And early January, we'll do a preview show. For, I mean, you look at the
Ragnarok,
2017.
Ant-Man 2.
Thor. Ant-Man 2 is not next year. It's 18.
It's 18.
Thor, Guardians 2, Spider-Man Homecoming. Wolverine 3, Episode 8 Star Wars.
Yep.
There's probably things I'm not thinking about right now that are coming. I mean,
Mummy.
The Mummy with Tom Cruise. Ghost in the Shell, we talked about Ghost earlier in the show. John Wick Chapter 2, we talked about earlier in the show. Lego Batman movie.
Zoolander 3.
No one cares.
I'm just kidding.
There's probably something next fall we're not thinking of besides Episode 8 that's coming.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we could get a new Bond next year. Who knows if they get off their ground. Mission Impossible 6 could be out next Christmas.
Yeah.
So 2017 is just ginormous. Yes, ginormous.
Ginormous. You know,
unlike...
Oh, Annabelle 2, which I don't know why.
I'm not a horror person. Yeah. You know me and horror.
For me, it's got to be based on a true story. And not like, you know, hey, this happened. You know, this guy tripped on a... You know, on a toy, and he landed on a chainsaw. So we came up with this, you know, this guy was attacked by a chainsaw. So we have this chainsaw monster movie. It's based on true events.
So that's our 2016 fall preview and our latest news. And please go to our Facebook and our Twitter. Leave us comments, tweet to us, let us know ideas that y'all like to hear us talk about on the show. Send us questions. All our social media links are on TrustMeI'mAJedi.com, which I'm really hoping in 2017 to bring y'all a new website. I'm hoping to redo it. Right now, I'm so busy with my son playing football, but I really want to redo the website for you people. A little more dynamic, I'm hoping, in 2017. I'm not promising, but I'm hoping. And then keep listening to the show. And me and Matt, we gave, with a little Star Wars talk at the end there, we bought them a preview of our Star Wars show.
Yes.
Me and Matt are big Star Wars fans. Not that Frank isn't, but Frank's not as in tune with the Force as me and Matt are.
That's true.
And we want to bring y'all a really cool Star Wars show. We've got some good ideas for it, and we're hoping to bring that to you soon. Not hoping. We will. We're definitely going to be launching that in November. The Star Wars show will hit, and we'll go from there. But that's all I've got.
That's all I've got.
You know, and this has been another episode of the Rebel Radio Podcast. We thank you so much for listening. And please, we hope we didn't frighten you with images of a no-clothes Frank for not showing up to the show because he had no clothes.
Yeah.
And we hope you enjoyed us dogging him because... And go on our Facebook and dog him. Say, man, you suck, man, for not coming on the show because you had no clothes.
Heck yeah.
But then again, maybe we shouldn't dog him for that. It's probably... Because he'll say something like, well, maybe I should have showed up naked. And that, hell fucking no.
Heck no.
No, that would have been terrible.
I would not put Frank past him doing that.
Yeah, so... God. Trust me on MagenTA.com. Your home for the Rebel Radio Podcast. Just go there and do it.
Do it, man.
That's our unofficial slogan, right?
Yeah.
You know, quick story before then we'll go. How we got that. When I got to sit in an interview with Jason Mees at Compalooza, like 2 years ago, 3 years ago, when we first started Rebel Radio, whatever. And I didn't interview him, but I said, hey, Mees, will you do us a promo? He goes, oh, yeah, man, no problem. You know, Jason Mees cut the promo, which you guys always hear on the show. Mm-hmm. If you listen to the promo at the end, he goes, TrustMeJedi.com, just go there and do it. So that's kind of... We've adopted that since the beginning of the summer as our unofficial slogan. Just go there and do it. So
that's funny.
Yeah. Thank you, Jason Mees.
Thank you, Jason.
This has been
Matt the Electric Monkey.
This is Mark. Thanks for listening to Rebel Radio Podcast. TrustMeJedi.com.
Use the Force.
Just go there and do it was what you were supposed to say.
Go there and use the Force, man.
Now you're going to make me get all angry. Thanks for listening.
This is Ming Chen from AMC's Comic Book Man. I love Houston. I love podcasting. But what I really love is the Rebel Radio Podcast.
This is Booker T, Hall of Famer, and you're listening to Rebel Radio. Now, can you dig that, sucker?